Andy and Kat podcast is brought to you by Gracie's Goodies, locally owned and operated in Leo. Choose the bakery that was voted number one in the best bakery, best desserts, and best wedding cake maker categories in the 2023 Reader's Choice Best of Awards. Gracie's features a variety of yummy cupcakes, cookies, macarons, and brownies daily. Need a cake for a celebration? Order delicious cakes and decorated sugar cookies for any special occasion, designed to your specifications. And the cakes and cookies are not only pretty, they taste amazing. Find a full menu at graciesgoodies.com. Gracie's Goodies is the perfect choice to provide delicious desserts for your special event, celebration, or just because. Let Gracie's Goodies do dessert for you.
Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Waking up this morning, here's kind of an interesting storyline that not every show will talk about, but I do think there's something to be said about the cicadas that are on their way this summer. You know, when we get all of this humidity and stuff, they were talking about there's like, I don't know, more than a handful, like more than like, I don't know, 10 to 12 states that are going to deal with cicadas, a mega brood. But as I came in today on the show, I found out that the parts of our country like South Carolina and the southern states that are already a little warmer have already started to see these cicadas, right? Mm-hmm. In fact, last week we told you some residents of us were so off guard by the sound of it, they started calling the area 911. And then the sheriff's department had to basically put out a tweet or a some sort of social media post to say, stop calling us. We can't stop the cicadas from making noise. Right. And that is just the beginning of it. Well, okay, great. No big deal. We know they're coming. Well, apparently now that they have been out for a couple weeks in parts of our country, folks have started to study these particular brood of cicada. And some of them are carrying a fungus.
Uh-huh.
A fungus that affects like 10% of the cicadas to act like zombies. Meaning they just start to wander about, and as they're wandering, they lose limbs.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the other side effects of this fungus is that all of a sudden, then as they're losing limbs and see the end is near, they become hypersexual. In order to make more zombie cicadas.
This sounds like it's totally made up, but it's not.
It's not.
It was in a press release that they are hypersexual.
Yeah.
And they're losing their limbs.
They're going at it and body parts are falling off.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The infected cicadas have been dubbed by some researchers as flying salt shakers of death.
What?
Don't know why. I don't know where the death is involved because of their ability to spread the fungus among us.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. It's coming.
So I don't know what the side effects are for you and me if we get near a hypersexual cicada, but they are now saying we need to be at least aware that this mega brood that will be hatching here in 12 states, Indiana, uh-huh, one of them.
Yes.
Could be carrying the zombie fungus. And that's all we know at this point. I don't know what the side effects are. Just know that their body parts are falling off.
Uh-huh.
And as they see the end being bleak because their arm and leg just detached, they become hypersexual.
I will tell you that if you do happen to come into contact with a cicada that has this particular fungus on it,
uh-huh,
it's in such small amounts that it's likely not to harm a human or your pet, because sometimes pets,
sure,
like to eat the cicadas as,
yeah,
well.
Well, you were telling me as a child you would play with the cicada shells.
Yes.
That,
yes,
were stuck.
And I was not the only one.
That's right.
We had other callers call in.
That's right, you did.
And said that they also collected them as a young
or
child.
Or put them on their clothes
or
as stickers.
Them to their clothes.
Anyway, because of this onslaught that's on the horizon, mm-hmm, we do have something regarding, I don't know if you've heard about this, but maybe Animal Planet is thinking about launching a new series entitled The Cicada Hunter.
Tonight on Animal Planet, the premiere of The Cicada Hunter.
G'day, mate. Cicadas emerge every 17 years to reproduce, so I'm going to hold one to my ear to determine what they're saying. Okay. Yeah. It's saying, let's get it on, Hoochie Mama. And this one? This one says, I want to grind on that booty all night long. As for this one, whoop, crikey, I can't repeat that on TV.
The Cicada Hunter. And after that, it's the premiere of The Cicada Hunter After Dark.
And this one is saying, show me your sweet.
That's tonight on Animal Planet, your home for horny bugs.
Bugs.
Horny bugs. Uh-huh. Hypersexual zombie cicadas.
I cannot believe that that came out in a press release today. It sounds totally made up.
It sounds like a farce, and it is not.
It's so true.
All right, it's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJR. Later on this morning, we will look to surprise one of our qualifiers. We have over 20 for our Swiftest Way to Taylor promotion. So that is on the horizon today with the goal of it eventually ending up on social media.
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, we hope that we surprise this listener and they're not just like expecting us or looking out their window and seeing the van pull up and being like, yay! And we don't catch any of that.
We were debating... should you be in a civilian vehicle?
Yes, we were behind the scenes.
Or in the station vehicle, which really...
Like, gives it away as soon as you see it.
Right, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to...
Huddle up?
Why have a meeting when we can plan these things right here? All right, Magic Trivia. Let's switch gears a little bit. I'll give you the question here in just a second. But, Kat, can you tell folks what we're playing for?
Yeah, as soon as my computer decides not to freeze. Yeah, it was Mother's Day package. So we've got $30 to DeBrand. We're going to give you 4 passes to the Botanical Conservatory Mother's Day in the Garden tickets and 2 hanging basket certificates for you.
All right.
So that's during their plant sale. So this is a pretty decent prize.
Okay, here we go. 40% of women at the gym are said to be upset when they see other women at the gym wearing blank. 260-467-9500. One more time, and then I'll repeat the question. 260-467-9500. 40% of women at the gym are said to be upset when they see other women at the gym wearing blank. Kat, what was your guess that you wrote down on your dry erase board? Because you didn't want to spoil the right answer.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you.
It's not right.
It's my same guess as well.
Oh, really?
And it is not right.
It's just other women wearing just sports bras.
Is
no
not.
No tank top over.
Yeah, just letting the candelabras.
Yep. Out. Just let them breathe.
But I didn't say naked.
Oh, yeah.
No, that is not right, believe it or
not.
That would have been my guess. You and I would have shared the original guess, so you and I both would have been wrong. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. 40% of women at the gym are said to be upset when they see other women at the same gym wearing blank. Go ahead.
Makeup.
Oh, makeup. That is a really good guess. Is that right? That's right.
That is exactly right. They are more upset about other women wearing
makeup.
Than just wearing a sports bra. I thought, I don't know if you want to say who you are, but can you tell me, maybe provide some insight as to why that is?
We're already self-conscious enough. You don't need to make it known. Just come as you are. We're all here.
Yeah. You don't need to glam it up.
Quit trying.
No. So hard.
No.
We all hate
it. We're doing the best
we can.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can.
Yes. Don't you invite attention, because we're trying to not invite it, because we're working on ourselves. We don't need a couple of you bad apples.
Yeah.
You know, showing us up.
That's right. I agree with you.
It violates the sisterhood.
It really annoys me when the women that are wearing loads of makeup to the gym, like, sweat it all off, it's all over their gross towel.
Mm.
And then they take that towel and try to wipe off their machine. That's just gross.
Okay. Well, I feel like you followed one particular person. I didn't know you were working out with a clown, Kat. It is Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. I've been paying more attention to. I've been oddly fascinated ever since the beginning of the Ozempic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just interested to see how it pans out, the effects of weight loss, what it does to the market in terms of supply and demand for the people who need it for diabetes. I'm interested in the fact that they said, hey, we know this works, but we also don't know the long-term side effects of this.
Yeah.
So if you're injecting it in your body, you will see some results. But with medicine, there's always a yin and a yang. So if you get the yin, weight loss, the yang is yet to be determined.
Like, we won't know for maybe 10 years.
Right.
That's crazy.
So we've started to see some of this stuff. My uncle, who retired, sold his business, did very well for himself, just got on it, and he saw he's losing a couple pounds a month. He's doing great. It's obviously very expensive. It's anywhere between $900 and $1,200 a month to be on this, and you still have to exercise, and you still have to eat better. It's one of those things that when you pay to be on it, it's like when you pay for a trainer. Well, then you've already, the money's sunk. Mm-hmm. So now you've got to do the other things since you've already invested $1,000. So you eat a little better and you work out a little more because now it's at the top of your mind and you've put some financial stake into it. But not all of us can afford this. So every now and again, I just do a Google search, and Reader's Digest has an update on what they're calling natural Ozempic.
So now, really?
These are the natural things that can help you lose weight that if you eat more of, not overeat, but if you eat more of or work these things into your diet, you will be able to suppress your appetite the same way Ozempic does without these potential unknown side effects.
Oh, okay.
So guys,
I want to know what these foods are.
Here are... This is it. This is what you need to know. Is there a big reveal? I don't know. I feel like I should have theme music for this, but researchers are saying if you can find ways to eat more, now I've never heard of this term before, fermentable fibers, and I will tell you what foods they're in, you will start to suppress your diet in the same way, natural way, that Ozempic does. The fermentable fibers are found in barley, oats, rye, beans, and lentils.
Okay. Well, all those are very, very high in fiber.
So if you have those and eat a responsible portion, you kids just ate natural Ozempic.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
Did I spend way too much time on that?
I mean, is that all that you need to eat for?
To suppress your appetite so you don't overeat.
Okay, gotcha. Barley, oats, rye, beans is all I heard.
That's right.
Beans.
Yeah.
Eat more beans.
Well, and barley. And yeah, anyway, never mind. It's things you weren't eating anyway.
That's right.
It's not Doritos, okay? Bottom line, as much as you want it to be.
I thought that you were going to tell me that Doritos was on that list.
No, it's still beans. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. You know, here's something I've always been interested in. Because I feel like you have found guys that you've... Like comedian Matt Rife.
Oh, I love Matt Rife.
You find him to be attractive.
Uh-huh.
And he's in his mid to upper 20s. I think upper 20s.
Like 29, yeah.
And I find myself, as I age, not even able to stomach that.
a 29 or 28-year-old
right,
woman?
Right.
Yeah?
Now, like, what I can do is appreciate... I'm like, oh, yeah. I could use your beauty to sell product. Like,
yeah.
Like,
okay.
I know you're pretty.
That. Yeah.
But I don't know that it gets my motor going.
Oh.
Like it used to when you were younger.
Yeah, right. When you were 20.
So I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just telling you when I look back like a younger person, I'm always like, oh, yeah, you're attractive.
I guess that's true. I mean, I do appreciate the jawline and the big lips
oh, boy.
And the dreamy eyes. I can appreciate that.
But
from
I also
afar, but I also would be like.
But it gets your motor going, for lack of a, you know, a better PC term.
It makes me, you know, I will listen to more and more of his TikToks and his comedy. Yeah,
pieces. I guess what I'm saying is I'm aging. The things I'm attracted to align with the age I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when I see, like, older guys that are 65 and they have a 35-year-old girlfriend.
You're like,
One, I'll never be that rich.
Right. Okay.
And two is I don't know that I could do that even if I was that rich.
Yeah?
Yeah, is what I'm saying. Like, as I age, when I'm 79, I'm going to probably be attracted to 79.
Right.
That's what I'm learning about myself.
Not 22.
I can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will acknowledge. I'm like, you're hot. Go sell bathing suits. You're not doing it for me because I'm 79. But That's what I'm learning about me. I'm very fascinated by that. Like, what you find attractive and when you find it attractive. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
I've always been fascinated by that. Because, like, 15-year-old Andy...
be
super attracted or interested, fascinated by the female figure as much as the next teenage boy.
Right.
But as I get older...
you tend to go with your age as you
I am
age.
Less like, look at the cleavage on her. Like, I don't think like that anymore.
Well, that's probably because you've had kids. You
Amen
know?
To
and
that.
And a wife, you know, you've had kids.
Yes, yes.
So yes, I think that has a little bit to do with it.
It certainly does, because then you realize those
are not toys.
They're not for you.
No.
They're not for you anymore. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Call in now if you'd like to play Things You Should Know. That is our four-question game. It's the general knowledge questions of stuff that we think you should know.
Yeah.
Up for grabs, though, one of the hot summer concert tickets is two tickets to Imagine Dragons down at Ruoff.
That's right.
That is coming up in August.
August 20th.
You might know them from such songs like Believer.
Uh-huh. First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head.
All right, you got that one.
You're going to sing that in your head, right?
And I should have. This is my favorite one. I don't know if it's everybody. I always think this song, Thunder, belongs in a Western. Like a modern Western.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, want to let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and want to leave my old life.
All right, you get it.
That's good.
I like that song.
Not a follower.
Oh, good. Oh, I didn't know you needed it. I have the lyrics in front of me, and you're like, I don't need those.
I don't.
All right, 260-467-9500. Call in. If you get the first question right, you get to move on. If you get it wrong, though, we just go to the next caller on the line. Whoever's on the line that successfully answers the fourth and final question will ultimately win the tickets. That's how you play Things You Should Know. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, all right, ready to go? Any questions before? Okay, good. All right, question one of four. What 1997 disaster film starred Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio as two lovebirds doomed on a maiden voyage of what luxury ship?
Titanic.
Yeah, very good, Jennifer.
That question was unnecessarily long.
It was so easy, though. It was so easy.
Unnecessarily long. All right. All right, Jennifer, question two. What do most people call the dip that is made from lime, salt, and smushed avocados?
Guacamole.
Is exactly
yeah,
right.
Very good. I add tomatoes to mine.
Yeah, I mean, it's each his own, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe a little cilantro if you're feeling tangy.
Salsa? No, not cilantro. It tastes like soap.
Nope.
Yeah, I agree with you. I am not a cilantro fan. Yes, either you like cilantro or it tastes like soap.
Oh,
and for me, it tastes like soap.
Oh.
Me and Jennifer, we taste soap.
I'm going to say, if I swore as a child, nobody's washing my mouth out with cilantro. I am. All right, moving on.
Okay.
Sorry, question three as I stay on track here. Oh, this one's stupidly easy, too. All right, here we go. Jennifer, in what In the Dr. Seuss book, what color are the eggs?
Green.
Green. Yes. Exactly.
Yes. This is so easy today, Andy.
What are you talking about?
So easy.
I don't pick these. I'm
Did
just
your
a
son
guy.
Pick these? Did your 9-year-old pick these?
Fine. All right. Fourth and final question, Jennifer. You got it this far. Now you got to just get it across the goal line. Although some people trip up on this. Here we go.
Oh, great. No pressure.
What is the next word in the phrase? Oh, my gosh. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them do blank.
Drink?
It's exactly right!
Yay! Good, Jennifer! Your son definitely came up with those questions today. Come on. Those are good, easy questions.
Well, again, these are things
you should know!
Hang on, Jennifer.
They walk a fine line between genius and insanity. Andy and Kat on Magic 95.1.